Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know, sweet Jesus, He loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life to take you off the wrong road, the broad way, and to put you on the straight and narrow way to glory, to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. And we're here on radio spreading the gospel, which is part of our prison ministry. Praise God. Amen. On this series, we are doing our teaching on the end times, talking about the coming of Christ. And we're in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we're going to continue it on this broadcast. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about, amen, certain things that signs of the end time. We live in an age in 2026 that we can see what's going on in our world today, that we're living in the last days. Yes, we are. And Jesus is letting us know of the signs to let us know we're living in the end times. And I'm to let you know that what the Lord wants us to do is to prepare our hearts and our souls to be ready to meet the Lord. Because Jesus is coming for us. Now, I know you got some Christians looking for him to crack the sky. And the Lord will do that one day, but he's not going to do it until God gives the word. But what we need to do is to be ready when he comes for you or come for me. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. And get enough that you be able to stand while you're here. Because Jesus come into the world to save men and women from their sins and to take sin out of the sinner. Once the Lord takes sin out of the sinner, he placed in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the regeneration, being born again. That new life gets in you and give you the power to live in this world with victory and power over the devil. Place the devil under your feet. And the blood of Jesus write your name on the Lamb's book of life. The Holy Ghost seals you up. And there won't be no room for the devil and none of his works to come in there. That's the power that Jesus brought here. That's salvation through the blood of Jesus. To save you from your sins. And once you get saved, you're able to stand trials and tests, tribulations that we talked about here in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. But when people don't have it, they just got a lukewarm gospel. They just got a taste of Christ. Don't have it on the inside. Then they're not able to stand. And they're so afraid, they're going to backslide. Therefore, they just hollering and screaming, trying to pull Jesus out the sky. But I'm here to let you know, is no need to be out there so much designed to don't want to be here. Amen. You got some people teaching the people you're not going through the great tribulation and all of that because they don't have enough to stand. If you don't have enough to stand persecution, if you don't have enough to go through trials and tests, but you're going to backslide and go back in sin, you don't have enough to go to heaven. And I'm just letting you know that. Jesus come to give you power that you be able to stand. Look how the apostles stood tribulations and trials. Look what, amen, all of them, how they went through many things. Jesus is our example. He stood a many things, being our example. So when the Lord come in us, he give us power to stand. And that's what I'm teaching. Get a rock bottom salvation. Because we cannot go to heaven with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. But the Lord want 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but 24-hour. One that will serve him with all their heart, their soul, their might, their strength. Amen. Praise God. Because you're going to need it in order to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, let's go through the gospel according to St. Matthew 24 and pick up at verse number 23. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
And that's what Jesus said. Amen. Because people now want to pull Jesus out of the sky so bad because they don't have enough to go to heaven. And therefore, they want to just get out of here, don't want to go through the trials and tests. Because they don't have enough to stand. And they want to, amen, don't want to be here in the great tribulation. Don't want to be here in the great, in doing, amen, persecution. Because they don't have enough to stand. But I'm here to let you know, when people say, I am Christ, don't believe that. Amen. Don't believe it.
For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect.
And y'all heard that? Praise God. Because, amen, they'll call, they do great signs and wonders. It's going to fool people. It will fool people. Like, people don't believe what I'm talking about. Because, amen, they want to, amen, try to get caught up in the rapture, so they say. And going up there and get out the way of this world. And all of that. Because they don't have enough to stand. But I'm here to let you know. Jesus let you know, don't believe these people. Don't believe these false Christs. But seek the Lord for salvation. Get a rock bottom salvation.
Yes.
Be saved. Be sanctified. Die indeed dead to sin. Let the Lord breathe a life in your soul. And be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. That you be able to stand. Because you're going to take it in this generation. It will. False prophets shall arise. Amen.
And show great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect.
The very elect. Amen. And the very elect are the ones that be preaching and teaching like I do. The one that are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's living with victory over sin. Living a life with the devil under their feet. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Don't be caught up in these things. Because the devil will fool you. In our age and time. He will fool you. Praise God. But the thing I'm saying this. It's a time to repent. A time to work your salvation out. Die indeed dead. Crucify the flesh. Die indeed dead to sin. Let the Lord breathe in your soul. Sanctify your holy. And baptize you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. And that with fire.
It said, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
Amen. That's what he said. Amen.
Praise God. Folks were trying to say he in the desert. Go to the Middle East. Amen. And some people ain't going to believe what I'm saying. They're going to run right back over there looking for him. Because they want to go back to get out this world so bad. Praise God. But I'm here to let you know. Amen. Jesus wants you to get saved. Get sanctified. Get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire that you be able to stand. Because if you can't stand persecution in this world, look what, like I said, look what the apostles, how they stood. And how you think you're going to get by, amen, can't hardly stand nothing. If people don't speak to you, you're going to feel like you're going to backslide. I'm telling you, folk need Jesus. You need more Jesus. We're going to pick up another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, breathe in their soul. Put their life in there. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease, amen, the deafness of the ears. Lord, perform miracles and heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God will change their lives and they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The songs that the Lord gave me for bring our focus back to Jesus Christ, the real one who has already been born, who died and rose again just for you and I. Bring your focus back to that true Jesus, that who can save and deliver you from all of your sins and give you a good life and be able to be ready to go back to when he comes. Those in the behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. You are not forgotten. You are not thrown away. You are important to me and Ella Holmes and to Jesus Christ. Just give him a chance. Those in the field, think your prayers are part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that the Lord will reign supreme in your life and that he can supply your every need. Remember that Jesus loved us with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised us, he is able to perform. So I implore you, I encourage you to give God a chance. You will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
May God, we sure do love you. Pray for us, Missionary Velvet and myself, as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We will pray for you. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.